Helen Watt sitting in for Mike Feldhouse on this edition of Across Kentucky. The Kentucky Colonels organization is continuing to maintain the history and significance of the Honor Roll Order of Kentucky Colonels. The Kentucky Colonel degrees are bestowed by the current sitting governor, and recipients can be nominated for their good works. New director Lynn Ashton says colonels are literally all around the world.
We have over 85,000 colonels. 50% of them are in Kentucky, but the other 50% literally are around the world. Canada, Japan, Germany, pick a country, and we have colonels there.
Ashton says Kentucky colonels date back to the early 1800s.
Actually, the first colonel was made in 1813. And you are made a colonel because of your good works. Someone nominates you to the governor of the state. And then it's taken through the process. You are made a colonel. And then you can become a member of the Honorable Order of Kentucky Colonels. And what we do are good works.
Ashton notes many colonels are members of the Kentucky Colonels organization that helps a number of Kentuckians each year.
We provide grants to needy nonprofit organizations throughout Kentucky. So when you think about that, with 50% of the people being around the world, that money that they're giving is all being used for nonprofits here. There are about 4.3 million people in this state. Last year, the organizations that we served through grants serve over 2.8 million.
We'll have more in a moment.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
Kentucky Colonels are always a part of the Kentucky Derby. Ashton says the Colonels were instrumental in getting people to the first Kentucky Derby.
When the Derby was being formed and they were saying, what can we do to grow this? They actually came to the Kentucky Colonels because we have colonels, again, from a lot of colonels in New York and up in that area. And the Colonels was the organization that helped them first bring in the celebrities and a lot of the reporters from around the country. So they invited all of the colonels to come. And with that, you know, it kind of helped give it a boost. So Matt Wynn was a smart man.
More information about the organization or applying for grants can be found at KentuckyColonel.org. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.